Ty Brady here with Brady Insurance Marketing in the Ty Brady Way. As a successful entrepreneur myself, I'm passionate in helping other entrepreneurs do the same as they rise from rags to riches and get inspired each week on the stories they tell here at the Ty Brady Way. Welcome. I'd like to welcome Ryan. Ryan Judd. He's going to do the introduction here since he invited this wonderful man on my show today. And he's going to tell you his story and what he does and why he's doing it. So, Ryan.
Yeah, this is James. I'm Ryan. So James and I met via LinkedIn, and I saw a product that fulfilled a need within the marketplace. And I'm always excited when I see a product that is a differentiator, that's a market disruptor. And that's what Previ is. So in seeing that, I decided to connect with James and with Previ, build a business relationship. And this is one of the steps. This podcast is getting the message out, because we always want to tell our story.
Sure.
Telling a story and showing where you came from and where you ended up is so very important within any industry. And when you, Ty, offered this opportunity, I decided, you know, this would be a great thing for James to tell the Previ story.
Yeah.
And introduce what this can do and why it was so exciting from what I could see and what I believe everybody else would be able to see rather quickly.
Well, so we'll get to James in a second, but what enticed you? Like, you connected, why do you believe there's such a need?
Because in our industry, everything seems to always be the status quo, right? We're trying to make a difference in our lives, in our consumers' lives, and we're always just kind of running down the same course that everybody's running.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so when I saw this, it got me excited, and it got me thinking about the impact that it could, and the savings. That's really what this product offers, is a savings on something that everybody's using, which is their cell phone. And the way they're approaching it clicked in my brain. And if it clicks in my brain, I believe it can click in everybody's brain. I believe I'm average Joe. And if it makes sense to me, then it should make sense.
Resonate with a lot of other folks. Yeah. So, just got to get the word out.
Got to get that story out. And so I'd like James to tell us that story. And
how did you get in this industry, and where is that today? Like, how did you even?
Why we started.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Why we started. So we actually came from a different company that went public back in 2020 out of Utah. Okay. Did really well. And we were in the telephony space, but primarily focused inside of medical practices and dental practices. And so we had a lot of that experience. And one of the things that really drove our CEO as it was being founded and built was, how can I stretch that hard-earned dollar just a little bit further? And that was really the number one goal.
Yeah.
And he's a big believer in people, not employees. And that's something he's always strongly believed in. And he believes people genuinely work hard for their paycheck. So as one of those things, it was, what's a common thing that we use every single day, a bill that we have every single day that hits us? And the cell phone was that key component for us, because we were in the telephony space before. It made sense for us to have that conversation.
For audiences that may not, what do you mean that space? What is that?
That is cell phone. Telephony. Telephony and cell phone space. Everything that we utilize, right? A lot of times people are they're oftentimes paying for their cell phone bill even before they'll pay for other expenses. That's my life.
I talk about people insuring their cell phones and they want to insure their own life.
Exactly.
I'm like, you're going to pay $30, $40 a month. And you're telling me your cell phone is more important than insuring your own life. I don't get it.
And that's the crazy part. They're paying for like an insurance on a plan for the phone.
Yeah.
Almost 40% of the cost of the actual service of their line.
Correct.
It's wild. So it's one of those where like, this is a key area that we can actually make an impact on. And overall, when's the last time you were told, hey, your bill's going down? It's pretty rare.
You're right.
It's pretty rare. And so that was
unless you switch carriers for a couple of years, right?
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, then, you know, they're like, or it's not sold the way it was supposed to. And
exactly. And there's always the hidden cash. There's that little fee. And that was really that big problem we were looking at, is how can we help stretch that dollar a little bit further? What can we do? And this is that first starting point. And you look at all the, you know, the economy, the statistics of everything going expensive, you know, housing is expensive, food's expensive, no matter what you do, everything's expensive. Mm-hmm. And $100,000 is kind of that number that we kept coming back to, because $100,000 used to be a big number.
Oh, right? 10 years ago. You'd have a nice house, and now you got $1.5 million.
Exactly. Easy. And that's the part where the stat right now is 51% of Americans earning $100,000 are living paycheck to paycheck. And that's the one I think strikes all of us, where it's like, you can look at consumer debt of $16.9 billion and all this, but it's just, that doesn't resonate. But that number of $100,000 does resonate. And so that's where we found the problem to be. What could we do there? And so that's where we created the partnerships. So we went to all the carriers, actually. We went to Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, and we told them our plan. This is what we want to do. And one of the big components of it was flipping the switch on what an enterprise plan was. So most time enterprise plan meant I had to have 1,000+ employees.
Yeah.
I meant I had to hire somebody who knew how to port a number. They knew how to execute on plans, all those awful things. So it meant salary and headcount within the own business.
Yep.
I had to commit to a certain number of lines, and then they might give me access to some discounted rates.
Mike.
And that's what it was.
Yeah.
And we told them, and the other big part for the employee was, as an employee, that meant I usually got a new phone number and I got a new phone. And if I leave that corporation, I lose all those things. Mm-hmm. So all those things I've been working on for the past 3-4 years, people know me by this number, that's gone.
Yeah.
And that's where you wanted to make that switch and say, hey, in this enterprise plan, not only do we want to get discount rates, but we want an employee to be able to keep their phone when they leave and keep their phone number.
So you targeted that space to businesses at first.
Yep.
And you're like, hey, Verizon, we need help. AT&T, we need help. This is a need that we've seen. We've done all the data. We've done all the research. And are you willing to partner with us?
Yep, exactly.
So that's where you're at today.
Yeah, that's where we're at today. So now, transparently, Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, they're all like, oh, I don't know. And we started this conversation 24 months ago, 19 months ago, T-Mobile came back and said, all right, we're in, let's do this.
Wow.
So they said, we're in. So this is a full enterprise plan under that carrier. So it's not like an MVNO where you get like a Boost Mobile or Ryan Reynolds, Mint Mobile, right? This is top tier network provided on that network. It's not pushed down on the towers. So you're getting higher priority. Then 9 months ago, AT&T came back and said, all right, you've stolen enough people. We want to join your plan.
Ah,
so
that's how, oh, that's crazy. I love those stories.
That's like, hey,
we're seeing something. We're losing market share. What's going on, you know?
Exactly. And so that's where for us, we've been targeting businesses. And
okay.
That's been the conversation where we go and we work with the business and say, okay, this is now offered to you, your employees. But as an employer, I don't have to pay anything to offer this out, right? We're just wanting people to be on the plan. We want to help stretch that dollar further. That's really the goal of this.
It's an incentive to the employees, like, hey, this is somewhere where you can actually save some money instead of, like you said, oh, here's just more added tacked on, you know, gas prices, groceries, car, rent, whatever.
Yep. Here's the cool part. The average savings that we have done, this is with against 10,000 lines. The average savings per account has been $1,200 annually.
Wow.
On a pretty consistent bill. That's an average of three.
So the three lines.
Yeah.
Account. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually the account is about three lines. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's still $300 a year if you're an individual account.
Yep.
Right. I mean,
exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's where we're super excited. It's making an impact. It's actually making it in. Like you think about a normal family, you got three lines. I can save $100 a month.
Yeah.
That goes towards my groceries. That goes toward any other bill.
Or gas.
Or maybe I go and we get to go out to dinner.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's that whole component of helping save and stretch just a little bit further.
The dollar. And you say 24 months.
Yeah.
Is when you started, launched it.
Yep.
You know, you got to love the country we live in. It's about opportunity. And, you know, there has to be more people coming into the market because it's the good old boys club or the people at the top are continuing. Someone's got to break through it, right? And now you're, AT&T said no. And I'm like, wait a minute. We're
me in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's just Verizon's next. We're just waiting on Verizon.
Yep.
And, you bang enough doors, you start moving and shaking. I've seen it in my industry. You know, things start happening.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's right now, it's great, right? 60% of the market's covered by AT&T, T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So and that's the part. We're making an impact. The goal is to make an impact on their life. And that's really the whole focus of this. Stretch the dollar, get them the savings, and just utilize the money so that you can spend it on other core expenses that you have.
Absolutely. I can tell the passion, you know, the passion, and it comes through. Any other stories you'd like to leave with our audience, or any thoughts?
Honestly, the big part is, at a minimum, we just go do a bill comparison with us. See if you can save some money.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the number one thing. And if it's not, we're very upfront. If we're not going to save you money, don't go. Don't switch with us. Right. And you'll see that.
Why would you? I mean, it's like, you don't want to, you're saying you want to help you save. And I mean, I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Most people, I would say about 80% of the people that come through and do bill comparison, they're going to save money. They're going to save something with us.
So you started with businesses, but an individual can do it, right? They can.
So as long as they're coming through the corporation, yeah. So okay. Any of your brokers, any of your independents, they can come through. But that's the part. We want to exercise something for, obviously, the entrepreneurs, right? The people that are building.
Yeah.
Right? And they're trying to get their business going. They're trying to get this. They're trying to move it. That's who we want to help out.
Yeah, that's a struggle with like insurance, group insurance. Like, you get these group products for insurance side and they're very lucrative, but you can't get them on an individual basis.
Exactly.
You have to go through the big, insurance is about offsetting risk. I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. It's about offsetting risk. So the more people you have on the plan, the more they can offset and spread that risk. But they're, group plans that aren't offered as an individual plan.
Yeah.
So, but through this, they would have access.
They'd be able to have access. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's great.
So.
Ryan, I know we left you out over there. Anything else you'd like to share? And then we'll close this part out.
No, I just think anybody that wants to work with us, and they can contact you or
I'd rather have them contact you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anybody, if you want to put that out there so they know how to get a hold of you, or however you want to take that.
Yeah. So it's R and spelled out A-N-D-R marketing.
Okay.
And anybody that wants to contact me, they can go ahead and do that, or they can contact Previ, and we'll make sure that we get them taken care of and we meet that need, and we can run those bill comparisons, like we said, and show them where the savings are at.
Yeah.
So we're happy to work with anybody that's out there and wants to create that business relationship with us.
Do they have to give up their phone?
Nope.
As always, thank you for being on the show. Share, like, and subscribe, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Ty Brady Way. As always, share, like, and subscribe. Go to Instagram at ty.r.brady. And as always, love hearing from you. And let me know what you want to learn on the show or what you'd like me to bring up on the show. Thanks.
You can find the Ty Brady Way on Instagram as well as Facebook. To stay connected with giveaways and Ty himself, go ahead and follow at ty.r.brady on Instagram as well as Facebook. This podcast was recorded, edited, and produced by Whitney Face Media Marketing. The theme music is an excerpt from Hot Chicken of the Woods by Isaac Joel.